Seches Ksubis, Per Gimel Mishneh Tes. Ha'emer pititi es bitay shel ploini. The person says, I was mefata, the daughter of this person. So he's a moid, he's haidah, haidah es baldin kemei eidim dami. But this Mishneh's klal is going to be to teach us that your only haidah is only mechayev you in chiyuve mamon. But a chiyuv knas, moide be knas is potter. The pasuk says, Asher yarshiun Elohim. Yishalim shnoyim lirei ehu. He's talking about the chiyuv of knas. Sasher yashin alihim means that bezdin was mechayev him. That's pratlim marshia es atzmoi. That excludes someone who was marshia himself. He finds himself guilty as a rasha, meaning he implicates himself. So this person said, "I was mefata, the daughter of his of this person." So even though Mishalim Boishes Upgam Al Piatzmoy, Al Pi his own testimony, he pays the Boishes, which is a Mammon, and Pgam, which is damage, which is a Mammon. But Ve'ena Mishalim Knas, he doesn't pay Knas. Ha'oimer Gonafti V'Tovachti U'Mocharti. Person says he stole, and he was Toveach U'Mocher. And the halach is if a person steals, so he's Chayev Keren for the actual principle of what he stole. Then he's Chayev Kefel, because he's Chayev double, if he's found with the item and he's not found with the item. And if he's found with the item and he went and shechted the animal or sold it, then, if it was an animal, then tficha u'mechira, he's going to pay dalad vehe. He's going to pay the knas of dalad vehe. So ha'imer ganafti v'tovachti u'macharti. Mishalim is a karen, he pays for the principal. But al pi his own testimony, but ve'ena mishalim tashlumi kefil, he doesn't pay kefil, v'tashlumi arbo v'chamisha, and he doesn't pay arbo v'chamisha. Hamish, because those are knosses. Hamish shayri es ploini, my shor killed a person. My shor muad kills a person. I am mechuyev kefir. I'm kefir yushas olov. So he's mechuyev to pay kefir. Kefir is not a knas. Kefir is mammon. Oy, shayri shel ploini. My shor muad killed the shor of someone. Someone else is shar. Sure. Hareza mishalim al piatzmoi. He pays al piatzmoi. However, if it was not a shar hamuid, in the first case he would not be chayev kofer. And all he would be chayev when he kills the shar is going to be chatzi nezek. And there is a machloikis in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Bava Bekama, if palganis k'knosa palganis k'memoina, the Mishnah does not get involved in chatzi nezek. The Mishnah gets involved in the case of nezek sholem, so he's mishalim al piatzmoi. Hamis shayri es avdoi shel ploini. Now he killed the eved. Mishar killed the eved of this person. Then the chiv over here is shloishim shel eved. The chiv of shloishim shel eved is a knas. So einoi mishalim al piatzmoi. He doesn't pay al piatzmoi. Zeha klal kol hamishalim yeser al mashihizik. Anything that pays more than its actual damage. He doesn't pay al piatzmoi because if you pay more than you damaged, it's obviously a knas. And a knas is ene mishalim al piatzmoi. The Gemara explains in the Seifa Perik here, the Gemara explains what about less than you are mazik? If you hold palganiska knosa, so that's also a case of knas. So not only if you pay more than you are damaged, but even if you pay less than you damaged. The Mishnah Gemara says, the reason why it says yeser is because there is a case of pachis mi mashihizik, less than mashihizik, that is really a mammon, which is the case of tsroiros, which is a hilchas, a gemiri law, that you only pay chatzi nezek, even though tsroiros, when the animal damages by kicking up a pebble by while he's walking, a pebble shooting out from his foot, and damaging someone, even though koichoi is kegufoi, it's as if the shor did it with his guf, but palga, we pays chatzi nezek tsroiros, according to the chachamim of sumchas, he pays chatzi nezek, that is a mamoin. Therefore the Mishnah said more than mashihizik as opposed to less than mashihizik. And now we begin the fourth perek. Naira shenispatisa, a naira that was seduced. Boshta, ufegama, uknasa shalavia. The boish is becoming knas, the father owns. The hatzar batfusa, and a woman who was forced, there will also be tzar, as the Mishnah in the last parak described, that there is, that oinus has an extra payment of tzar. Omdo badin ad shaloi meis ha'av. If there was a hamada badin, Bezdin already paskind. They went to court and Bezdin paskind before the father dies. That the ma'anes or the mafate is mechuyev to pay. Harei hein shal'av. Then, even if the father dies after the hamada badin, it is part of the father. The father already owns it. He has a schus in it, and therefore his estate owns it. Therefore, meis ha'av harei hein shalachin. The einis mufata, the payments, the achim are yarshin, the receivable of their father's payment, of the payment to the father. Lo yispik alamid bedin ad shemeis ha'av. Let's say a girl is raped, or someone's mafata her, and the father dies before they can go to Beis Din. Then harehein shel atzma. Then the court case is between her and the ma'anis. Her brothers have no yirusha. They don't yarshin the possible chiyuv. They only yarshin an actual judgment in Beis Din. Om devadin ad sheloi bogra. Let's say she went to Beis Din and there was a court case and they already were mechayev him to pay the knas before she becomes a begeris. Harehein shalav. Even though she becomes a begeris before the actual payment is given, the father has a schus in it. Therefore, mesa av. If the father dies between the judgment and the payment, harein shalachin. The brothers yarshin the father's receivable. But loy hispik alamid bedin ad shebagra. If she didn't go to court until she becomes a begeris, then the court case is with her. Harehein shalatzma. The knas goes to her, and the brothers don't yarshin the possible receivable. Rabbi Shimon is a das yochid here. Im lo yispik a ligvois at shemeis ha'av. He holds it's not totally in the hamoda bedin; it's totally in the gvia, in the collection of when it was collected, when the mamon was collected. Then harehein shel atzma. If he would dies prior to collection, then harehein shel atzma. He says, because the pasuk says, "V'nosan ha'ish ha'shoychev ima la'avi ha'naira chamishim kesef." Lo'zichsa ha'toyra la'av elamishas nesina. That's the shita of Reb Shimon, and we do not hold like Reb Shimon. Now the Mishnah goes on and discusses not knas, but ma'isi yodeha. The pasuk says, "Binureha beis aviha kol shvach ne'urim la'aviha." So a woman goes, a naira goes, and she makes money. She has earnings, wages, maisi yodeha, and or she finds something, umitziyasa, she has find something, afal pi shaloi govsa, even though, now this is going back on the maisi yodeim, she hasn't collected her wages, then meis ha'av harehen shel achin. Once the maisi yodeim, once she works, or she picks up a mitziyah, the father already owns it. He has the schus in it. Therefore, if he dies prior to getting the maisi yodeim or the mitziyah from her, the estate yarshins it to the and the brothers, her brothers yarshin it. But what it does say, by not saying it in this Mishnah, is that once the father dies, any future maisi yodeim she retains ownership of, and there's no yerusha on the right to get maisi yodeim, only on the actual maisi yodeim.